time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
South and North Korea have agreed to hold official military talks, officials from the two countries announced Tuesday in a rare joint statement. Such talks would mark the first time the two Koreas have engaged in any such dialogue in more than 2 years. Earlier Tuesday, North Korea announced that it would send a delegation to the upcoming Winter Olympic Games in Pyeongchang. The South agreed to temporarily suspend sanctions against North Korean officials visiting their country in order for the visit to happen. NBC News is reporting the talks are underway for a Trump-Mueller interview in the Russia probe.
NBC News has learned President Trump could meet face-to-face with Special Counsel Robert Mueller within a matter of weeks as a part of the ongoing Russia probe. The president's legal team and federal investigators met in December to discuss a range of options. According to three sources familiar with the matter, those options include whether the president would be interviewed directly by the special counsel or his investigators, or provide written responses, the location, duration, and topics. Legal experts say it's unlikely investigators would agree to anything other than an in-person interview.
Prosecutors want a live body in front of them for lots of reasons, including they want to be able to assess tone and inflection. They want to ask follow-up questions. They want to be able to probe.
When asked over the weekend if he's still committed to speaking with Mueller in person, Mr. Trump deflected.
Just so you understand. There's been no collusion.
But defense attorneys say there are a range of pitfalls to the president testifying in person, pointing to former President Bill Clinton, who seemed uncomfortable at times when he appeared before a grand jury in 1998 about the Lewinsky scandal.
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yes. President Trump may be a unique legal challenge.
He will go off script. He is very hard to control, and control is the key element when you have a client facing a potential investigation.
Meanwhile, tonight, the White House is blasting a report from Axios that the president's private schedule has been dialed back significantly, cutting his time in the Oval Office in favor of time watching TV and tweeting, a spokesman calling questions about his schedule and work ethic ludicrous. A lawyer for the president says they're cooperating with investigators and want the Russia probe resolved quickly. Among other key questions we'll be watching if the president is interviewed, will it be under oath?
A 17th House Republican has announced he won't run for re-election in November. California's Ed Royce, whose district backed Hillary Clinton by 8 points in 2016, is term limited out from his post as chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee. His announcement prompted the Cook Political Report to move the district from lean Republican to lean Democrat. A report released Monday by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration revealed that 16 major climate and weather-related catastrophes caused a record $306.2 billion in damages and killed at least 362 people in 2017 as the U.S. suffered its worst wildfire and hurricane seasons in modern history. But the cost and death tolls are expected to climb as new data on Puerto Rico's post-hurricane destruction emerge. The official body count after Hurricanes Maria and Irma ransacked the island territory and destroyed its electrical grid sits at 64, but an analysis by the New York Times pegged the figure at 1,052 and climbing. The Department of Homeland Security announced on Monday that the Trump administration will end temporary protected status for about 200,000 Salvadorans living in the U.S. Immigrants from El Salvador had been granted the protections in 2001 after earthquakes devastated the country. Now those individuals who have been living in the U.S. legally for the past 17 years or more, and many of whom have children who are U.S. citizens, will have to leave by September 2019 or face deportation if they don't find another way to gain legal status. The Trump administration has given us a new phrase to add to our lexicon. Executive time, MSNBC's Nicole Wallace explains.
A brand new report in Axios exposes juicy new details about the president's incredible shrinking schedule. Quote, the schedule says Trump has executive time in the Oval Office every day from 8 a.m. to 11. But the reality is he spends that time in the residence watching TV, making phone calls, and yes, thank God, tweeting. Trump's days in the Oval Office are relatively short, from around 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Then he's back to the residence. During that time, he usually has a meeting or two, but spends a good deal of time making phone calls and watching cable news in the dining room adjoining the Oval. Then he's back to the residence for more phone calls and, yes, more TV.
Despite all the histrionics regarding a possible Oprah Winfrey run for the presidency in 2020, her best friend Gail King says she's not really considering it.
I don't think at this point she is actually considering it. But listen, there are people who said they want to be her campaign manager, who want to quit their jobs and campaign for her. She loves this country and would like to be of service in some way. But I don't think that she is actively considering.
For the record, that is a
I don't think she's actively considering it this time.
On a somewhat related note, John Dickerson, host of Face the Nation, is slated to fill Charlie Rose's former role, co-anchoring CBS This Morning with Nora O'Donnell and Gail King. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider a contribution. My work is 100% listener funded, and I can't do it without your support. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.